All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So just tell me your name and your title.
Alex Touzé, I'm the CEO and co-founder for The Ladders.
So tell me some of the new tools that you are developing here for people who are looking for jobs in a pretty tough job market.
Yeah. So one tool I want to show to you is a new feature on The Ladders called Scout, as well as our new job matching functionality that we've invented.
Okay, so let's have a look at it. What I see in front of you, you've got your iPad out, and we are looking at your profile, I think.
Yes, so this is a profile that I've created. For this sake of the example, I'm using a profile where I'm saying I'm looking for a job as a VP marketing in New York. Okay. So obviously it's not me, but you know, it's a persona of me. But it's a good illustration of like what we're doing for people. So there's really essentially three main features that I want to highlight here. The first one is that, as you can see, this experience works really well on the tablet. I could go through my iPhone and show you how it works well. We're basically leveraging a technology called responsive, which is basically what it means. It's a fancy word to say all content can be reformatted and accessed from any screen. So it's screen agnostic. So you can use it from a desktop. You can use it on a tablet.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of times people think that they're looking for a job. They're usually at a desk. They're probably on a PC. But are you finding that it's necessary to be accessible on mobile?
Yeah, it's a very essential thing. What we're seeing is all traffic coming from mobile has doubled every year since the past couple of years. So today, about one out of three person will access The Ladders from a tablet or a smartphone. And then we think that by the end of this year, we'll be in a place where over half of our users will come first through a mobile experience, a mobile device.
Okay, so what does Scout actually do?
So let me show you what Scout does. So here for this example is I've profiled myself, given my experience, the kind of job I'm looking for, and The Ladders give me what we call job matches. It basically recommends jobs based on my level, based on the location I'm looking for, and based on the industry in which I'm looking to work.
Okay, so he's put in the target job as vice president for marketing, and it's come up with a bunch of different ones. That one is a VP for marketing at MakerBot in Brooklyn. Another one is at Lifetime Entertainment in Manhattan.
Yeah, and so these jobs are in New York because in my profile I say I'm looking for a job in New York. I put the zip code. So let me give you an example of one of the jobs. We're going to look at the VP marketing job for MakerBot. And so the first thing you'll see is not necessarily a job description. It's this feature called Scout. The job description is here. It's actually below. And at the bottom, you have the ability to apply. But let's focus right now on the top level information, this function here that we call Scout. And there's really three elements to Scout. The first one is I'm telling you how many people have applied to this job. So this job has been posted for now over 2 weeks, so it's got 35 applicants.
And is that applicants through The Ladders? So we don't know how many people have applied through other ways.
We don't know where this job could be advertised somewhere else. It could be. We just don't know that. And we would not know how many people have applied through another form. So we're only providing you information about who is your competition here on The Ladders. So what's interesting is, Scott, is we are giving you information about who are the other people applying. And we've created here a mini profile of these people. We stripped out the confidential information. So we're not showing you their name or the company they work for, because otherwise it would be a breach of privacy and could identify who the person is. But what we've done is share you the title, what skill sets they have, and what school they went to.
Okay, so you're starting to understand who your competition is, essentially.
Yeah. This tells you really like, okay, I know this is a real person because it's a real title. And it's real school. It's not just like filled up information by a computer.
Okay, so your competition is somebody that went to Southern Wesleyan University. Yeah. Is it a she?
Oh, he or she, we don't know that. We won't know that. But we know that person works as a consultant in e-commerce.
Okay.
We can look at other people. He's a senior officer, loyalty marketing. The next one is a director of marketing, went to Syracuse University. Next person is a senior director of marketing.
But it's interesting, I see that we not only know what job they have now and where they went to school, but we see what they are putting for salary.
Yeah, so that's going to be the next part of you. You have this sort of infographic here that's interactive, and as you're scrolling through the different profile, it tells you information about them, you, and the rest of the group, how you benchmark. So the green information on the screen here for salary, years of experience, and education level is the person we're looking at right now.
So how is this going to help a job seeker by knowing how they compare to the other people who have applied for a job?
So the way it's going to help people is because we've been doing a lot of research, and the number one complaint we were hearing from candidates was, I see jobs online that I might be a good fit for. I apply, but I don't hear back. Why? And the challenge is because here, if there's 35 applicants, the recruiters don't have the time to go back to people and tell everybody, yes, I'm interested to bring you in for an interview, or no, I'm sorry, your profile is not exactly what I'm looking for, and you're done. So the people who don't hear back are like, why am I not hearing back? I perceive that I'm a fit, but I don't hear back. And here we're showing you exactly why. We're showing you who else is competing. We're not telling you just yet who has been selected, but we're telling you who are the other people, and you have a sense of their profile. So if this job, for instance, is a VP marketing, and here I am, let's say I was this person, I'm a senior director of marketing with 15 years of experience, I have a master's degree, and my salary is 120. I'm probably very close to the fit. We'll see if they tell us this. No, they don't disclose the salary here. But they want 8 to 10 years of experience. I'm a slightly more experienced than what they're looking for. Let's see if they're asking for a master or any requirement. I don't think
so. What you're mentioning is they'll know why.
Yeah, bachelor degree in marketing advertising doesn't say MBA or master required, so it might be a plus. So this person is close enough, not maybe on target. What's interesting here is it's slightly lighter in terms of compensation. Most of the people who are applying are making about $140,000 a year, so not too far away, may have a chance. Now, if I'm this person who makes 80 and I've applied to this job, I'm below market, I'm not going to get a call back. If I'm this person making 240, I'm overqualified, and I'm not going to hear back either.
Is that required that they put in their salary? Because you always hear from people when you're negotiating not to talk about money to start.
It's required when you profile yourself on the ladders. And the way we do this is by asking people as part of the profiling process, and I can show you, when you build your profile, we ask you about your recent salary and your desired salary. Those two pieces of data enables us to match you with the right job. So if you're in this salary range, here I say 150 to 190, I'm not going to send you a job that pays 60 a year or 500,000 a year. We're really going to focus on job that we know, or based on data we aggregate over time, is within the salary range for the function you've selected, for the region you've selected.
Now, what you mentioned was a way to understand why you didn't get a job offer or didn't get called in for an interview. What about using that information from Scout to get the job?
Oh, that's another great way. You know, what we're discovering, this is very brand new. We've released this functionality a couple months ago. And people are still discovering it because when they first click on a job, their expectation is not to see this. Right? When we went and listened to people's problem, nobody came and said, what I really want you to do is build this. We created this. We invented this. That was our solution to the problem we heard. And so people are surprised, like, oh, what is this? This is interesting. And we're discovering that people are figuring, like, there's different application of this tool. One is, who's my competition? What did it look like? And why am I getting a call or not a callback? The next one could be, let's use it for this job. This job does not provide salary information. But I know 10 people have applied. If I had to take a guess what the salary pays, I'm very likely to figure out that it's around where most people are applying, which is, in this case, $140,000 a year. So that's a way to sort of reverse engineer what is the salary requirement for the job. Another way you can use this in mind saying, I'm a director of marketing. I'd love to know what VP marketing or communication make. Well, let's look at this person. I know what school they went to. I know what their skill sets are. And because we're looking at the green, oh, I'm looking at somebody who's in New York, has got 15 years experience, has a bachelor degree, MX 120. And then by scrolling, I can see probably other VP marketing and give different data points. So then suddenly, this is giving me a view of the market that was never available to me before. It enables me to do research, to be smarter, to be more educated, so I can have a better targeted search, and also know that when I'm going to the interview, I get a sense of like who else is showing up, and then how do I position myself to differentiate my story.
Do we know, do you have the information about whatever happens to these jobs when they are filled?
No, we don't, because remember the ladders, we are a job matching service that match the jobs with the candidates. And really what we service is enabling companies and employers to find candidates they want to interview. But the interview process and then the offer process is a human being that we don't get involved with, you know, because we're a tool at the end of the day. So the companies don't ever come back to us and say, we hire so-and-so, or the candidate, for the matter of fact, rarely tell us, oh, yes, I got a job, or I didn't get a job. So that's information that we get lots of anecdotes, but we don't have comprehensive data that tells us this is what's actually happening. And actually, nobody has that data. Any of the tools, like the ladders out there, nobody has this job information.
What kind of jobs are you seeing are mostly open? We know it's a very tight market right now. Unemployment is around 7.7% nationwide, 9% here in New York City. Yeah. What sort of things are companies looking for, and how do people sort of stand out?
So before I answer that question, let me just differentiate, because there's different kind of jobs in America. The market we serve here, the ladders, is the market for professionals. And what we define as professional is basically type of white-collar job, people, the job you need a resume, you need to have a college degree to apply to. That market is not an 8% unemployment rate. It's more like a 4 to 4.5. The rest of the market, and the rest of the labor market in America, has a higher unemployment rate, which makes the average of 8%. So for the market we serve, we see actually a pretty good marketplace, and especially here in New York City, which is the largest market in America for professionals. And so we're seeing all kinds of sector hiring. Obviously, New York has been known in the past for industry like insurance, financial services, real estate, or media. But we're seeing actually the new tech and the new economy, like the job like the ladders or technology company, really growing fast and creating jobs and hiring people. And that's really where we're seeing, you know, the bulk of the job creation. Every industry these days is being transformed or changed one way or the other by technology.
Now, I don't know if you can answer this, but we've heard anecdotes about people going through intensely long processes to actually get a job offer, you know, round after round of interviews before the actual offer comes. Do you find that there's a longer period between applying and actually getting a job?
Well, you know, so at the ladders, you know, we're a membership service where as a candidate, you have to pay $25 a month to use our service. And when people don't need our service anymore, they cancel their membership. So over time, we've done study to figure out like what's the reason why they cancel. And usually it's because they got a job. And so we see this sort of correlate. The length of membership tends to correlate with the length of a job search. And to be quite frank, over the year, we've seen the number to be very similar over time. It's about around 6 months. So a job search takes about 6 months on average. It's a long process. It's not an easy task. I think people have a perception that, oh, I just have to look at a job, apply, and I'm done. And that's just not the way it works. The time to find the right job for you, to apply to them, to go through several rounds of interviews, and you probably have to interview with 2 or 3 companies in parallel so you can have a chance to get one offer. It takes time. It just takes time on the employer side. It takes time on the candidate side. And we see that it's about 6 months.
And new tool in terms of tools like Scout that you just showed me, do you find that people applying for jobs have more information than they had before? They're not just throwing their resumes into a black hole and waiting to see what comes back. Does the internet provide more feedback?
Well, that's one of the challenges we're trying to solve here at the lab, to be quite frank, because the process of applying to a job online has turned a bit into a black hole. Today, most of hiring goes through the web. So 9 out of 10 jobs in the company will be advertised online and require an application. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is most companies leverage a tool where they publish their job on their own site and they require the application to take place on their site. So you may go to like IBM/career and see a job there. It's a very lengthy process. And if a company gets too many applications, they will tend to ignore most of the people and only call back the handful of candidates that they really, really like. And so that's where this concept of the black hole comes from. People are frustrated because they see a job they perceive to be right for them, they don't hear back. That's what we're trying to change here at the ladders with Scout, is encourage companies to come and post their job on our site, not just leverage their own site. And then through the process of applying, with our data, we're trying to identify the yes and the no's and give feedback to the candidate. So this is version one of Scout. What we're trying to do with version two is basically look at if a job, let's say, has 20 applicants and the company come and select 7 people, we want to analyze through our data what is in common with those 7 people and then what is in common with the 13 that didn't get a yes or didn't get downloaded. And then through this analysis, we are hoping to identify patterns so we can go back to people and say, yes, we know you have you got a yes. We know you have a no. But more than that, without having actually to ask the recruiter, which is more work for them, here is what we find you have in common or the difference between this group and this group. And be able to feed that back to the candidate. So ultimately, over time, it becomes a trial and error and a self-learning education that they find out, okay, I've applied 2 times to a job that was 50K above my salary while I'm punching. Well, each time I'm getting a no. This is telling me that I should probably apply to a job that are within 5 to 10K of my current salary. And so we're hoping this tool will be enabling people and empower them to, for themselves, identify what's the right job they need to apply to.
So finally, I need to ask you, there was a lawsuit that was filed earlier this month claiming that the Ladders wasn't posting jobs that were not available anywhere else. That they were scraping jobs from the rest of the internet. How do you respond to that?
Well, simply, this case has no merit. We have hired a firm who's advising with us, but the case has no merit, and we hope it will be thrown out of court very quickly.
And so can you explain to me what you'd say to people who say, you know, I don't need to spend $25 a month because there's so much available for free online that a service like this doesn't give me much more?
Yeah, and so that's the choice that people will have to make. You see, at the Ladders, we have a different model than other companies. So the candidate pays, the employers use the site for free. And so what it does for us is, and for the candidate, is we enables us to provide a better experience than what you're going to get somewhere for free. The other side, where it's free, you are the product, right? They get paid by the company, and they design the experience in a way that's going to serve the need of the company, not the need of the candidates. And we are different. We service the need of the candidate. So it's our aspiration and our hope that people will see that by paying $25 a month, they get an experience at the Ladders that they can't have anywhere else, such as Scout, what I showed to you, where we are showing you who else is applying. Hopefully, over time, we can develop a tool where we can give you feedback on all the jobs you're applying to. And over time, you'll see that, wow, yes, maybe a job is posted both on the Ladders and somewhere else, but at the Ladders, I get a better treatment of my application than I do somewhere else.
Very good. Alex, thank you so much.
Thanks.